Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Guys, I want to give you the number from the get-go because trust me, you want to call in. We've got medium and life coach Tess Singh. And listen, you want to hear what Tess has to say. Call now on 089-110-2000. You can also send us a WhatsApp, your voice notes on 060-584-2250. I'd say call us because if she wants to confirm something with you or you want to confirm something with her, this is the time that you do it. Tez is a medium, right? And of course, she then talks to people that have passed on and she connects with them. Let me not say talks because it sounds a bit freaky. Let's say she connects with people that have passed on and she gives you messages from the other side. So tells you what they're thinking and passes on messages and like that. And it's just, yeah, I think we need to do it. Once in a while, everybody needs to know what is happening. And then the second hour, we'll be talking sexual health. We are talking obesity and sex. And we'll be joined by Dr. Evelyn Mashogwa. So for now, though, straight to what we are talking about this evening. Taz, good evening. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Good evening, Mapateka. How are you?
I am lovely. How are you?
I am good, thank you. And I must say thank you for having me on your show. It's such a pleasure chatting to you and connecting with your listeners.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. And thank you very much for giving us the time. Now, I've said to our listeners that from the get-go, can they please start calling so that they can hear from you on 089-110-2000. Tell me exactly what you do as a medium and how you do it.
That's a very interesting question because everybody wants to know that.
Yeah.
So, firstly, I do crossing overs, which I love doing. That is helping people have closure with the loss of a loved one. I find that is very important because we walk around feeling a lot of anger, a lot of sadness, just not being able to have that last final words with the people that we've lost. So I come in as a medium that allows you to connect with somebody that you've lost. And we've just done it now as well, Mapateka, so you understand how that works. I also do readings where I cover areas of career, relationship, and health. And when we go to the question of how I do it, it is a gift that I was born with. So I thought that everybody had this ability until I realized that this is abnormal and I wanted to shy away from it.
No, it's not abnormal. Let's hold on. Let's correct that. That's not abnormal. It is actually beautiful.
In a normal sense, it is very abnormal just to see dead people, you know. So when you are 5 years and 6 years and you're seeing dead people, this is not normal. So sure. I then shied away from it. So like a normal person that would learn how to walk and learn how to talk and learn how to eat, I was a child learning how to see things and being able to connect with dead people. So it's just a very natural thing for me. I'm not able to switch off. So wherever I go, whoever I meet, I am picking up stuff. I look at it as a positive because it is helping people.
Sure. So would you be, like, would you walk into a house, somebody's place, or you walk past somebody and their ancestors are like, yo, Taz, there, that one, tell her this.
Yeah. So wherever I go, I am picking up stuff, but I'm also respectful. I cannot go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, so-and-so has come through, or this is what I'm seeing, because they may not want that information. They may not be ready to receive that information. So I will only connect with somebody if they are open to receiving information. We've got to be respectful of people's space and people's boundaries.
This is true. But are they never forceful, so forceful that they don't give you a choice, where they say you have to tell that person now?
You know, if it's a stranger and if it's not, and if an ancestor is forceful, I will still not disrespect and cross boundaries. But if it's people I know, there's a lot of people in the industry, like I'm talking about, like, you know, from media and stuff, that I'm comfortable with. So if I pick up stuff, I'm happy to send them a WhatsApp or pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, this is coming through and we have a conversation, because that's okay. I know them and I know they would be able to receive that information. But if it's a stranger that, may not be open to it, I would definitely not cross that boundary. Again, it boils down to just respecting everybody's belief and what people are open to understanding or hearing.
Please save my number. I'm always open to understanding and hearing. Okay? I am ready to hear all of it. I mean, when you and I had a reading just before, you're like spot on. So how do you see, do these people, like, for example, if you say you see my father, does he come through? Do you see his face? Do you hear him talk?
I sometimes just get energy with your dad. His energy just took over. I mean, he literally said hello and there was dad literally there taking over. So I'm glad that we got that connection, because you saw at the end of it, your father was so grateful for that that contact. So yes, it's information that just comes through in various forms. Sometimes I hear them, sometimes I see them. So it's like, for example, somebody's been in an accident. Like, for example, we spoke of the little boy, your nephew, and he was showing me the pain and he was showing me how he was hurt. So I knew that there was a lot of impact that he, you know, experienced before he passed away. And what he wants you all to know is that his death was so quick that he did not feel that pain afterwards. So that's also important for his mom to know, that her child did not suffer.
That's amazing. Hey, did it scare you? Like, did it, you know, finding it weird and thinking it's abnormal is one thing, but once you realized how strong it was, did you get scared at any point?
So when I was younger, I would say maybe 5, 6, 7, you know, you're seeing dead people, realizing that it's not what everybody's seeing. So yes, it is a little bit of a scary experience in the beginning. But because the people come through with so much of love and they're so peaceful, that eventually you get rid of the fear. So now I'm no longer fearful. But I must quickly add that as much as there's beautiful souls that are coming through and ancestors coming in with love, there are also negative energies too, right? So... and that's where we have our own loved ones that protect us. So I must say that I've been protected. I've never been in a situation where I've had to be scared.
Wow. Hey, sure. I find it absolutely amazing. Do you think somebody can learn how to do that? Or is it, I mean, do you have to be born?
I believe that every single person has the sixth sense, has the foresight, and has the intuition to be able to connect. The difference is, we allow our fear, we allow anxiety, we allow our doubt to come in and cloud our judgment. The moment we overthink something, we block the information from coming through. So I'm not saying that I don't doubt and stuff. You know, I'm also human, so I want to do something and I will cross-question my ancestors to get a clear answer. Mm. But I'm talking about somebody that is not psychic on a daily basis. Light a candle or pray to your ancestors or do what it is you do, whether it's God, whoever you pray to. Pray with faith. Pray with that intention that I am going to be guided, and trust in the process and trust in the information that is filtering through to you. Because the moment you start doubting, you're blocking the information from flowing through. So yes, everybody has that opportunity to have that sixth sense.
Do you get, just for, I suppose a lot of people would want to know, somebody who has passed on from an accident or normal, I shouldn't say normal, but a normal death, would you be able to see the same as somebody who has passed from suicide or vice suicide?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. And I must say that, you know, and I'm glad you brought in suicide. You know, suicide is actually the worst form of death, because the soul goes through a tougher journey, because it's the most selfish act, right? So people feel like, oh, I'm done with life here and I'm just going to take my life. But they don't realize that soul is going to suffer for a little while, because it was the most selfish act. So to everybody listening and whoever has contemplated suicide, I mean, I get so many clients coming to me almost on a daily basis, and I'm counseling people about suicide. That is not the solution for your soul. That is not the easy way out for your soul.
But when they come through, do they come through with regret?
When they come, trust me, 99% of the time there's regret. There's that 1% that feels, I am where I should be. They've made peace with it. But 99.9%, there's regret, there's anger that they have towards themselves, because they realize when they're on the other side, they get to see everything clearer. They realize that their life was not going to be as bad. Remember, today might be a challenge, tomorrow might be a challenge, but the third and fourth day, the energy starts to clear up. We've got to always have faith and confidence. And most importantly, take back your power. When you feel weak and you feel like my life is going to be over, I want to commit suicide, that's because you've given your power to others. You've stopped seeing what your life can be like. And the sad thing is, when I'm doing a crossing over, now they're seeing what their life could have turned out to be, and there is that regret. But yes, the energies come through the same. I'm able to connect with the person that has committed suicide as well.
All right, so it's 25 after 7 right here on Radio 2000. Time is flying by, just because, you know, we are actually having fun. This is what happens when you're having fun. Okay, so we've got Taz on the line. I did tell you that we've got Taz Singh on the line. She's a medium, and yeah, and I tell you, we did a quick reading for me just before we started the show, and she was just spot on. Taz, I mean, you had me standing there like, yo, okay. Like, shocked. Like, yo, okay, that was spot on. So I think if you want to have a chat with Taz, this is your time to call us right here on Radio 2000, 089-110-2000, or send us your voice notes on 060-584-2250. Straight to Murakana. How are you, Murakana?
I'm super, thanks, and how are you, Mapuseka?
I am good. I am good. Taz?
Hi, good evening, Murakana. How are you? I'm super, thanks, and how are you, Taz? I'm good, thank you. Just a light joke. I think Mapuseka, like many of the other presenters, want a reading from me, so they invite me on their shows. I am joking, Mapuseka.
Well, you know the benefits, Taz.
The benefit of being a radio star.
You see.
You are the radio star. So, Murakana, when I go to your energy, the first thing I'm seeing is that you are such a strong lady. You have accomplished so much on your own, and you should be very proud of that. You have never had somebody that stood up and said, here, let me help you, let me guide you, let me support you. You have accomplished a lot through your hard work. But instead of seeing that strength and instead of appreciating it, I see that you put a lot of stress and strain on yourself because of relationships. That area has been your disappointment. On the finance side, I see that you are very independent. But when I look at the energy around relationship, I see you've loved and you've been hurt. And you seem to be attracting the same caliber of people that comes into your life weak and needs your strength, needs your healing to make them feel whole again, and they end up hurting you. Right? So, Murakana, I'm sure you'll agree, from a career perspective, you are so strong and independent that you don't ask anybody for anything.
True.
And I am seeing that there's a, I'm seeing that there's a lot developing around you. So apart from your career as well, I'm seeing that you've got business ideas that you want to branch out into. I see that you're working on something that's going to be your, you're going to have your own logo, because I'm getting the word branding coming in. So you're definitely on the right track in terms of wanting to enhance your finances, wanting to build a business brand around you. You are going to succeed. But when I go to the energy around relationship, I know this is something you may not want to hear, but I'm seeing that the energy with your current space needs to end, because all you're doing is finding a solution for somebody that doesn't take accountability. You are making excuses for somebody that just doesn't want to face up to their challenges. And I'm seeing that emotionally you are exhausted.
Is this true, Murakan?
100%.
I want to go to the crossing over, because I've got your grandfather coming through first. Your granddad comes in from your paternal side, from your dad's side. He comes in as a very strict but loving man, and he comes in giving you blessings. He says to you that you are like a boy in our family. He says, I'm sorry that you were not embraced and you were not given the respect that you deserved in our family, because there was a lot of politics. But he says, you are like the boy, the way you stand strong, the way you stand firm. He says to you that I'm sorry and I love you very much. He says that a lot of the boys in our family have challenges. But he says, you make me very proud. And your father comes through, and your father just gives you so much of love. Your father says to you that I love you so much, and I know that I hurt you at times. He says, I know that I wasn't always protective and I wasn't the best father. And he says, therefore, you have had challenges in relationship, because you are seeking that male figure that is going to give you that sense of comfort that you should have got. Your father says, I really love you, my child, and I'm proud of you. And he says, thank you for forgiving me. Murakana, you are going to do brilliantly in finance. And I promise you that I'm getting the word branding, and I'm getting logos, and I'm getting business energy that is really going to expand. Focus on that. But when it comes to relationships, walk away. Wipe the slate clean. Heal. You need to heal, because you've been hurt not once, but three times. You've had three energies that have disappointed. So I want you to heal and find your inner strength when it comes to relationships. You don't need anyone to validate who you are. And I promise you that you are going to meet someone better. I've got a grandmother coming in as well. You've got an aunt Maripana, you've got a lot of love coming in from your ancestors, and they will help you meet someone that is better suited for you. You're very much a healer in the sense that you want to see the good in people, you want to uplift people. But that doesn't have to be in relationship. Please don't attract these weak men that need fixing, because that's what you're doing.
Okay. Maripana?
It's like a mouthful, Maripana. But I hope you got whatever I said.
You just made my day, and I've been longing for my father's appearance for the longest of time. And
your father says to you,
him.
Your father says to you, I'm always around you, my child. He Aww. Says, I'm always guiding you and protecting you. And he says, I see when you are angry. I see when you're feeling down. He says, you put on a fake smile for everybody because that's the way you are. You're always motivating. Your job
Can
obviously
I
is about making people feel
Can
better.
Can I test you something? Can I test
yes.
you something? So one of my jobs, or should I call it a side hustle? I'm a group exercise instructor, and I deal with people. And I can tell you now that in as much as I put a smile on their faces, they do that as well.
Murakane, is your phone on? I mean your radio?
No, I'm talking from the Bluetooth.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I just want to quickly say, I hear what you say, that you are an instructor and in a way a coach, because you're always uplifting these clients around you. Yes, they put a smile on your face, but you've learned the art of also pretending. To make sure everybody feels good around you, you are able to mask what you are feeling. And your father says, I see that. And he says to you that I'm not only talking to you today, I'm with you always. And he says, remember, I do love you and I'm extremely proud of you. He says, you will be blessed and you will be happy, my child.
Well,
thank you so much, Murakami. I hope you got your answers. I know we're running out of time, but we've got our next caller.
I did. Thank you. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Thanks, Murakana.
Thank you for making this possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Murakana. All the best, hey?
Thank you.
All right. All the best to you. All right. Straight to Putlago. But just before we go, I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Are you ever able to say to somebody, are their ancestors ever saying to you, tell her we don't like her and we're not happy with what she's done? Do you ever get a negative reading?
I didn't read the question. Have I ever had somebody?
Do you ever get negative readings where the ancestors are like, we are so angry with you.
Yes.
We don't
want
to talk to you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I unfortunately sometimes on air have to tell somebody, listen, you are the problem. You know, but I have to be honest, because if you came forward for help, then I'm going to be honest with you and give you the answers that you need so you can improve and empower yourself. You
Love
know, the
that.
One thing
okay.
with humans is we don't want to hear anything negative.
Yeah.
But if we hear what is the truth, then we can change. We can improve.
Honesty is
if
what matters to
If we are the problem in a relationship and we're being told that, listen, you need to calm down, you need to change, you need to now put effort in. If you take that information, you listen, you're going to have a better outcome.
Beautiful. Okay, straight to Putlago. Hi, Putlago.
Hi, I'm lovely. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Hi, good evening, Putlago. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. But look, when I go to your energy,
please,
I'm seeing
just hold on, Tez. Tez, can I ask you to just hold on there? But like, well, please turn off your radio.
Oh, okay.
Guys, when you come on air, please, can you turn off your radio? The feedback makes it difficult for us hear you.
Okay,
yeah. So let's do that. Okay. All right, let's go.
But luck, glad you're back. When I go to your energy, I see that you are a beautiful lady, but you are feeling very stuck. You have been feeling very despondent, and on some days even feeling slightly depressed as well. You feel like every area of your life is falling apart.
Yeah.
As much as you want change, you just feel like nothing's moving in the right direction, nothing is unfolding for me, and you are starting to lose hope, you are starting to lose faith, and that's where I'm seeing your energy slipping into that mild depression. So the first area that is frustrating you is actually family. You've actually been there for family. You've done a lot for family. And now that you're feeling frustrated and alone, you feel like a lot of people that you've helped or you've cared for have also taken a step away. So there isn't that strong support. You are there for everybody, but you're not feeling that reciprocation. You're not feeling like I have people that I can lean on, right? So that there is that element of you feeling alone at times. So you have people around you, but you're not getting that same support that you would give. I have to do the crossing over because I've got your mom, I've got your grandmother, I've got your aunt, in fact, two aunts. So there's a lot of ladies coming through Patlaco. And your mom just gives you so much of love. Your mom says that she's wrapping you with blessings. And she says to you, she's crying, she says to you that, I see your pain and I feel your anger. And my regret is I'm not here. I'm not here to be able to help you. Mm. Your mom says you miss her a lot. And she says that sometimes you get angry at her because you feel like, where is she? Why isn't she guiding you? And your mom says, but I am doing the best I can.
Okay.
Your mom says to you that you generally are always being positive and trying to think positive. But the last year, or the last, I would say, 8 months has been one of your toughest.
Yeah.
Right. And she says that you've never experienced this before, and that is why you are feeling this frustration and hopelessness. And she says, I need you to get your strength back. I need you to get your energy back to where it used to be, because right now you are feeling so low, you're feeling so demotivated that your energy is resonating on a very low level. And therefore, we are seeing that when it comes to work, the energy is not shifting the way you want it to, because I am seeing that financially you are feeling stuck. Financially, you're feeling like there's no flow coming in and you don't know what to do. The positive is, Patlaco, I am seeing you getting a job. You are not going to get a job that you're going to say, this is the ideal environment. I'm seeing you getting a job that's going to be a stepping stone to say, right, I've got an income that I can finally feel in control now with the finances flowing inwards, and now you can grow from there, and I'm seeing there will be another opportunity. So your mom says to you that I am helping you, but I need you to become a lot more confident again because you've lost a lot of your strength, a lot of your confidence, right? And the most important thing is the work. We are seeing you getting a job. And remember, I'm saying to you, the first job is your stepping stone. So don't get into the environment and feel, okay, I'm not happy. Get into an environment knowing this is a means to an end for now. Right? And Patlaco, your mom is saying to you, do not go back to the ex, because the ex's energy keeps coming up in this reading. Right? I know that there's loneliness, and I know that you want to find love and you want to be in a stable relationship, but don't feel so weak within yourself that you end up resorting to accepting the ex, because I'm seeing that would be the biggest mistake. I am seeing that the energy for now is the strongest around you getting a job, because I'm seeing a salary. And thereafter, I'm seeing the energy unfolding for a brand new relationship. But luckily, you are really a beautiful girl. I think what you need to hear in today's reading is that I have to start believing in myself again. You've lost a lot of confidence. And in the process, I'm seeing that you are unable to focus anymore on what you want, because you are starting to procrastinate. You get up every day saying, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And the day's gone and you haven't even accomplished what you want to do. Right. Yeah. So I need you to start becoming aggressive about the job change, about the opportunities, because I promise you I'm seeing an offer coming in. We are pausing relationship. We want the energy of finance to improve, and thereafter your ancestors will allow or will be able to assist on the relationship side. If you go into relationship first, I'm seeing that you are the type of person who will give all of yourself to one person and forget that, okay, there's other areas that are concerning now. So that is why they are putting energy towards the finances first. That's your personality. You give all of you to everything that you do. Now I want you to give all of you to yourself, because you haven't done that for a long time. You never made yourself a priority.
Okay, it's true.
But Lasso, I'm glad you've done this reading, because I think you just needed that little bit of a shake-up. Because I'm not liking that your energy is slipping into the depression so often. Your energy is low and you're going to create health issues for yourself. I'm sure you'll agree. You get up in the morning and you're so tired because your energy is exhausted.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But you are so blessed. The ancestors that are coming through sees you. They want to help you. They're going to guide you. Your mom says to you, Shem, she says to you, Mapaseka, thank you, my child, for making this possible. I got to speak to my little girl.
Oh, wow. It's a pleasure. It's such a pleasure.
I hope you got some answers, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you very much.
You know, at times you end up, you find yourself getting answers to questions that you didn't even know you needed answers to. 18 or at least 17 minutes now to go to 8 o'clock. So we want to get through as many calls as we can. I've got Taz Singh, who is a medium. And, whoa, yeah, she's giving it, I tell you, she's giving us all the information. So if you want to have a chat with her, you know where to call us. Make sure that you do so. I'll give you the number again, 089-110-2000. You can send us your voice notes, 060-584-2250. And now we go to Mosadi. Mosadi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Mosadi?
Lovely, thank you. Taz, go for it. Mosadi's waiting.
Hi, Mosadi. How are you?
Hi, Taz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Mosadi, when I go to your energy, the first thing that actually comes up is career. I'm seeing that there's a lot of changes going on where you're working. I am seeing that there's an internal shift. I do see there's a senior male that you report to or a senior male that is overseeing your team or department. And I am seeing that he is actually very happy with your work. He's quite a strict person in the way he does things, but he's very happy with the way you're working. And I am seeing the energy of a change, of a shift for you. I'm seeing, Mosadi, that there is still incomplete studies because there's studies that you wanted to conclude, but it just got a little delayed. All right. In fact, there's two studies coming in now. Did you want to do two courses or two certifications?
Yes, I actually wanted to. I have an honors and I wanted to do a master's.
But I'm not seeing just master's, Mosadi, because you're actually going to do your PhD. So I am seeing you getting your doctorate. And I do see that the energy around the studies got stagnated because of the work pressure, because of family demands. Because of various reasons, it did not, you were unable to embark on it in the timelines that you wanted to. The good news is I am seeing that there's going to be the two qualifications, it's your master's and your doctorate. And I am seeing that from a career perspective, stay with the organization that you are in because you are going to climb that corporate ladder. I am seeing you sitting in a very senior position. I see that the job that you're doing or the area that you're working in is very project-based. I see that you are getting involved in different things, which you find very stimulating because you do get bored very quickly.
Okay.
You are very intelligent, and I see that you love engaging with people. So anything that's doing with that deals with training and development, anything that deals with assisting or guiding people, I am seeing you're definitely a leader. And I'm seeing that you're standing out. When I look at the male energy, he's happy with the way you're performing, and he sees, he's identified that you have the strength to actually be groomed for a more senior position. So you're definitely on the right track when it comes to career, right? And the studies is very important because it's also going to assist you on a business level. So as much as I'm seeing growth and I'm seeing success in career, I'm seeing that the energy for the business, which is a private consulting energy coming in, is also going to open up beautifully for you. So the studies or the further qualification will give you that boost, all right? Mm-hmm. And when I'm looking at the energy around relationship, I see that you have suffered a major disappointment. And instead of healing and going forward and saying, right, I'm going to restart and press that restart button and take over my life, I see your energy did get stuck a little bit. But that's your personality. You feel very deeply about things. And I see you built a little wall around yourself to protect yourself, right? My advice to you is let the wall go. Start believing in yourself and start going forward because I'm actually seeing you losing the opportunity to be in a really healthy relationship. Do not give power to the ex by being stuck. I promise you that your energy for you to meet somebody, because that's what you want. You want to build a home with somebody now. You are succeeding in career, but what's lacking is you are not finding that balance in your personal life. And I am seeing that the opportunity for you to be in a healthy relationship is right there. So now you're going to let go of the past. You're going to let go of the disappointment. There was no closure. You never got the honesty. You never got the trust. So there was no closure when it came to the relationship. I'm not seeing you in love with the person, but I see the disappointment is still on your energy field. But the positive is when you release, by forgiving, you're not saying the person was correct in what they did. By forgiving, you're setting yourself free, right? You don't have to pick up the phone and phone the person and say, I'm sorry, you know, I've accepted. No, within yourself, you say, I forgive because I did nothing wrong. I forgive because I don't want to be stuck in the situation. And I promise you, you're going to feel lighter because when you carry this heaviness of disappointment, anger, and all this negative energy, it holds you down. The positive is you're going to set yourself free. And I promise you, I am seeing a healthy relationship. And when I go to the energy of the crossing over, your mom takes over.
Oh, wow.
Your mom's death was very sudden. She shows me that she was having difficulty breathing. She shows me there was a lot of complications around her. Your mom says, I wanted to live. I was not strong enough. Your mom says there was not strong medical assistance for her. She says she says I was supposed to have lived. There wasn't strong medical support. She says they failed me. And she says I succumbed. Your mom says, I've had to make peace with my death. I've accepted my death. I'm okay. She says to you, my child, there's nothing you need to do for me. She says, everything you've done was perfect. She says, my soul is absolutely peaceful. And she's been received by her elder. She's with her grandmother. So she's with your great-grandmother. And your mom says to you that from a young girl, you've always been a very serious child, always wanting to be perfect. And she says, my child, sometimes it's okay not to be perfect. It's okay not to feel like you are responsible for everybody because that's your personality. You don't know how to just let the balls fall and just breathe. And your mom says you put too much of strain and stress on yourself. I am seeing Masadi a holiday. Where are you off to? Or where are you planning on going? Because I'm seeing a journey which your mom is excited about. She says you've always been wanting to travel and travel is coming in important.
Oh, wow. I'm not planning to travel anytime.
Your mom is showing that it's coming in as important because you don't know how to de-stress. You don't know how to relax. It's like you've got to be perfect at work, perfect with your friends, perfect with family. It's like you have to be the strength for everybody. And your mom is encouraging you to take that break. She says, you've been wanting to travel. You've been speaking about it. She says, now is the time for you to do it.
Okay.
Masadi, you've made your mom very proud. She says, you are my perfect little girl. But she says, remember, you don't have to be perfect. She says, it's okay to sometimes just take a step back and breathe. Your mom says that I want you to have your own family, and she's blessing you with children, so you will definitely be a mother.
Oh, yeah. She definitely wants me to have more children, I know.
Yes, because she says that that's your desire, to build a home and to be filled with that love and laughter. And she says I blessed you with that. But Masadi, thank you so much for the call. I really wish you all the best. And as I said, let go of the past. Let go of the anger. Forgiving is setting yourself free now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, stay blessed.
Thanks, bye.
To you, Masadi, and thank you so much, Tez. Let's go straight to Sifofani. Hi, Sifofani.
Hi, Asma Paseka. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking, and good evening to Tez as well.
Good evening, Sifofani. It's so nice to speak to a gentleman. So did you call to speak to me, or did you want to speak to Mapaseka because she's got a beautiful
voice? Oh, no. To you today, Tez. To you.
Actually, wanted to hear from you, Tez.
Then I'm going to your energy, Sifofani. The first thing I want to go to is actually crossing over. I am seeing that your grandfather comes through, and he taps you on your back, and he says to you, I really love you, my child. He says you're one of the very few children in the family that thinks about everybody. And he's thanking you for the property. So obviously you're investing money or you're doing something about property that's for the family. And he says to you, thank you. Because he says to you that whatever you do, you're always thinking about the bigger picture that everybody needs to benefit. Right? He says to you that you may be the youngest, but you are the most strongest, most stable, and most hardworking. Right. He says your only negative. He says your only negative is you tend to put yourself down. He says you work so hard that sometimes you are not seeing the benefit. He says you put too much of stress and strain on yourself. I've got your brother coming through. Oh, your brother's so emotional. He says to you, I love you. He says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I was so hard at times. I'm sorry that I was so distant at times. He says, I was supposed to protect you, and I feel like I failed. Is there anything you're going to say to your brother? Your brother shows me that his death was also very sudden. And he says there was so much I wanted to do for everybody. And he says, as grandfather rightfully says, you are the one now stepping in and doing everything. And he says, I feel guilty. But he says, as a brother, I should have protected you, and I truly am sorry if I failed you in any way.
Oh, man. my dear
brother. Is there anything you want to say to him? He's actually so emotional, but also very pleased to be connecting with you. He wants the family to know that he loves them. He's giving lots of love to your mom. He says she made so much sacrifices for us. We didn't have an easy life. He says we had a lot of challenges too, but she made a lot of sacrifices for us. I want to thank her.
Oh, man. Oh, I love my brother to bits to this day. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't feel that he failed. I actually feel that he built me, and a lot of people that know me will know
that. He smiles when you say that. He says, even when I was wrong, even if I scolded you, you always saw the best in me. He says, that's how much you loved me. He says, thank you for respecting me. He says, that's what you did. You respected me. And he says, I love you. He says, I love you. He gives you the biggest hug. He says, I wish I could have done this when I was alive. He says, we were men. We didn't do these things. He says, now my regret is I just want to hold you in my arms and I want to hug you and tell you I love you, my little brother. And he's blessing you with business. So apart from career, I see that you are looking at going into business, which he is telling you is going to succeed. He says, don't go into partnership. That's not going to work. He says, do it on your own.
On my own.
Right. And he says, do it on your own because you've got all these beautiful, brilliant ideas that are going to actually manifest. He says, but you're sharing too much. You're discussing too much. And instead of the energies manifesting and becoming a success, it's starting to delay. So he says you need to be cautious who you trust because you do speak very openly and honestly. And when I'm looking at the energy around career, so Safana, are you looking for a new job? Because what's coming through is a change, a new opportunity. I'm seeing that where you are, you've reached a ceiling. You've done all you can and you are feeling a little trapped at times. But I am seeing a new opportunity that's unfolding. So when I look at 2023 for you, I am seeing that finances is taking the lead. Career energy is shifting, and I'm seeing the business energy as a must. And your brother says to you that trust in yourself, believe in yourself. He says, for as long as you respect me and know that your brother's with you, you'll never fail. He says, I won't fail you. But he says, I need you to also believe in yourself. And when I look at the relationship, your brother loves, he's smiling. He says, you've got a very pretty girl. he's approving of relationship.
Please.
I'm laughing because you're rather such a charmer that when I look at the energy around relationship, I see that you do care about the person you're with and think that the both of you are starting to just get to know one another. Is it a new relationship? Because I'm seeing there's a lot of new energy developing. So there's a lot more conversation. There's a lot more strength in communication. And I see there's a lot that you're planning to do together. So the one thing that stands out in the relationship is a baby. So if you guys are planning to have a baby, that is coming through very positive and very strong. But I do see her as a pleasant energy, as a very supportive energy. She's also very headstrong. But I like that about her. I see she does challenge you at times, but she also supports you a lot. So you need somebody
true.
That's strong like her.
Oh, that is so true, Tess. I mean, yeah, she is wonderful.
And Mapaseka is keeping stock of every time you say it's true, she's going to pay me. So save a lot.
Yeah. I tell you, I owe you so much right now because everybody said it's true. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there goes my bank account.
Okay. That's so funny. I promise you, lots of changes. 2022 was a very important year. A lot happened in your personal life. A lot started to unfold in terms of the way you started to think and what you want to accomplish. So this is your year of grounding. 2023 is your year of action. So I need you to go forward. And I promise you that the job shift is coming in as the best move for you. So start putting that feelers out.
Okay, thank you so much, Ted. I'm actually in tears right now as I'm listening to you.
Oh, wow. Well, Sifufane, you can...
I'm so glad you got through because this really meant a lot to your brother. So thank you. Thank you, Mapaseka.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
That's just beautiful. I tell you now, Sifufane, now you can soar and fly like the Sifufane that you are and just be amazing because you've had all the blessings and all the beautiful things being told to you. Well done to Taz. And sure, yeah. So for Fanny, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Taz, I don't even know how to say thank you. I'm hoping that we'll have you again on the show soon. You're a gem, an absolute gem. Thank you so much for being part of this show.
catch the Radio 2000 podcast on radio2000.co.za.